Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman. Delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
GeoVax announces relocation of corporate headquarters and laboratory operations to support accelerated growth and pipeline advancement. GeoVax Labs, Inc., has announced the relocation of its corporate headquarters and laboratory operations to new facilities in the Atlanta metropolitan area. This move, scheduled for the fourth quarter of 2025, aims to support GeoVax's growth, expanding pipeline, and preparation for product commercialization. The laboratory group will be relocated to Science Square Portal Innovations in Midtown Atlanta to provide access to modern laboratories and collaborative research environments. The new corporate headquarters will be located in Smyrna, Georgia, establishing a hub for corporate operations. These relocations mark a significant milestone in GeoVax's evolution, positioning the company for accelerated growth and development. GeoVax's focus on long-term growth, scientific advancement, and future commercialization opportunities is underscored by these strategic moves.
ABVC Biopharma reports 230% YY licensing revenue growth and 181% asset expansion in Q3 2025. ABVC Biopharma Inc. reported a significant increase in licensing revenue and asset expansion in Q3 2025. The company saw a 230% year-over-year growth in licensing revenue, reaching US$1.28 million. Total assets also rose by 181% to USD$21.18 million. ABVC completed strategic asset investments in Taiwan, acquiring land for botanical research and agricultural R&D. The company continues to operate with a dual-core structure between Silicon Valley and Taiwan, focusing on innovation and manufacturing. ABVC maintains multiple licensing agreements in CNS, ophthalmology, and oncology fields. The company's CEO, Dr. Uttam Patil, highlighted the progress made in both revenue and asset development activities, aiming to create sustainable value for shareholders. ABVC Biopharma is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company with a pipeline of drugs and a medical device under development, utilizing in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions. Quick CPR from lay rescuers can nearly double survival for children after cardiac arrest. Initiating CPR within the first 5 minutes after cardiac arrest can nearly double the chances of survival for children, according to preliminary research analyzing data for more than 10,000 children from a U.S. registry of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. The study found that the time window to initiate successful CPR in children may be half that of adults, 5 minutes versus 10 minutes. Lead study author Mohammed Abdel Jawad emphasized the critical importance of bystanders initiating CPR quickly after cardiac arrest, particularly for children. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Resuscitation Science Symposium 2025, highlights the urgent need to teach and encourage more people to learn CPR and feel confident using it right away, as every second counts in saving a child's life.
Optimal cardiovascular health among people with type 2 diabetes may offset dementia risk. Optimal cardiovascular health, based on the American Heart Association's Life's Essential 8 metrics, may decrease the risk of mild cognitive impairment and dementia for adults with type 2 diabetes. Among adults with both type 2 diabetes and a high genetic risk for dementia, researchers found that having moderate or high cardiovascular health greatly lowered the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment and dementia over 13 years. Maintaining optimal cardiovascular health can protect brain health even for people with type 2 diabetes who carry the highest genetic risk for dementia. This study highlights the importance of following steps to improve cardiovascular health to reduce the risk of cognitive decline and dementia among individuals with type 2 diabetes. Assessing heart pumping glitch may reduce stroke risk in adults with heart muscle disease. Research suggests that individuals with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy may face a higher risk of stroke if they also have a mechanical issue in the atrial chamber of their heart. A non-invasive risk assessment tool could help identify those at high stroke risk and in need of preventive measures. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, highlights the importance of assessing atrial dysfunction in predicting stroke risk in this condition. The findings indicate that atrial contraction may be as crucial as heart rhythm in determining risk. The study analyzed data from over 2,300 adults with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, revealing that those with poor atrial contraction were more likely to experience a stroke or atrial fibrillation. This research aims to provide evidence for individualized decisions and preventive strategies to reduce the risk of cerebrovascular events. Long-term use of melatonin supplements to support sleep may have negative health effects. Long-term use of melatonin supplements, often used to promote sleep and address insomnia, was associated with a higher risk of heart failure diagnosis, heart failure hospitalization, and death from any cause in chronic insomnia. Melatonin, a hormone naturally produced in the body, is chemically identical to synthetic versions used to treat sleep issues. A study of over 130,000 adults found that long-term melatonin users had a 90% higher chance of heart failure compared to non-users. The study raises safety concerns about melatonin's cardiovascular effects and suggests more research is needed to assess its safety. Melatonin supplements are widely available over the counter, but the study highlights the importance of caution and proper indication when using them for sleep aid.
Healthy lifestyle, combined with newer diabetes medications, lowered cardiovascular risk. A study of over 63,000 military veterans with type 2 diabetes found that combining at least 6 healthy lifestyle habits with GLP-1RA medications lowered the risk of serious cardiovascular events by 50%. Researchers noted that lifestyle changes are crucial in managing type 2 diabetes, and combining them with medication can further improve heart health. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, highlights the importance of adopting healthy habits to reduce the risk of heart-related issues in individuals with type 2 diabetes. Low-dose aspirin linked to lower cardiovascular event risk for adults with type 2 diabetes. Adults with type 2 diabetes and at moderate or high risk of cardiovascular disease who took low-dose aspirin were less likely to experience a serious cardiovascular event, including a heart attack, stroke, or death, than peers who did not take aspirin. Any low-dose aspirin use was associated with significantly lower risk of having a heart attack or stroke compared to no low-dose aspirin use, with greater benefit observed among those individuals who took it the most often. Low-dose aspirin use was associated with similarly lower risks of a cardiovascular event for people with T2D, no matter their blood sugar levels, though this reduction was more substantial in individuals who had lower HbA1c levels, indicating their T2D was better controlled.
Analyzing 3 biomarker tests together may help identify high heart disease risk earlier. A recent study found that adults with elevated levels of 3 biomarkers for heart disease, lipoprotein LA, remnant cholesterol, and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, hsCRP, had nearly triple the risk of heart attack compared to those without elevated levels. Individuals with elevated levels of only 1 biomarker had a 45% increased risk, while those with 2 biomarkers had double the risk. Combining these results may help healthcare professionals identify high-risk individuals earlier and begin personalized prevention strategies. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, analyzed data from over 300,000 participants and emphasized the importance of early detection and tailored care to reduce heart attack risk. Exposure to more artificial light at night may raise heart disease risk. Higher levels of exposure to artificial light at night were linked to increased stress-related activity in the brain, inflamed arteries, and a higher risk of heart disease, according to a small study of adults in Boston. Nighttime light pollution appeared to affect heart health, making it an environmental factor that could be changed to help reduce heart disease in communities with higher levels of nighttime light. The study, to be presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, found that every standard deviation increase in light exposure was associated with about 35% and 22% increased risk of heart disease over 5 and 10-year follow-up periods, respectively. Researchers suggest reducing unnecessary outdoor lighting and limiting indoor nighttime light exposure to improve heart health.
An AI tool detected structural heart disease in adults using a smartwatch. An artificial intelligence tool detected structural heart problems using a single-lead ECG captured by the electrical heart sensor on the back and digital crown of a smartwatch. The AI algorithm accurately identified structural heart diseases such as weakened pumping ability, damaged valves, or thickened heart muscle in a group of 600 adults. Smartwatches paired with an AI tool could help make screening for structural heart disease easier and more accessible to everyone. The AI algorithm was tested using more than 266,000 ECG recordings from over 110,000 adults and maintained high performance in detecting structural heart disease in a real-world setting. The findings were presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 in New Orleans. Dr. Carolyn Whitney, recognized as a top 50 most distinguished professional in health. Dr. Carolyn Whitney, a distinguished pediatrician at Regional One Health in Memphis, Tennessee, has been recognized as one of Preferred Health Magazine's top 50 most distinguished professionals in health. Known for her commitment to nurturing young patients, Dr. Whitney's career spans over 30 years, marked by accolades like the Empowered Women in Medicine recognition. Her patient-first philosophy sets her apart, offering a full spectrum of pediatric services with a focus on individualized care. A graduate of Meharry Medical College, Dr. Whitney is board certified in pediatrics and actively involved in medical associations. Beyond her clinical work, she shares her expertise as an instructor of nursing at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center. For more information, visit CarolynWhitney.com and check out her profile at preferredhealthmagazine.com/top50.
Government shutdown may mean higher healthcare premiums for many Marylanders. Over 180,000 Maryland residents could face major increases in healthcare costs next year as the Saturday deadline to extend enhanced Obamacare subsidies rapidly approaches. Representative Johnny Olszewski, D. Maryland, warned that the premium increases will be crippling for Marylanders. Lawmakers are at an impasse over renewing the COVID-era program, which expanded recipient eligibility and federal health care tax credits. These provisions, part of the Affordable Care Act, aim to reduce health insurance costs for low-income households.
Higher costs are only part of the changes coming to health insurance. Marylanders are facing higher costs and other changes during the open enrollment period for health insurance. The Marketplace Integrity Rule and the Federal Budget Reconciliation Bill are bringing massive changes, including the expected expiration of federal tax credits for some 300,000 Marylanders. Maryland Health Secretary Mina Seshamani warns that without decisive action from Congress, raised premiums will continue to be a problem. Some lower-income marketplace purchasers may be spared from the greatest premium hike this year, thanks to state subsidies. However, DACA recipients and lawfully present immigrants are facing barriers to accessing health care due to federal changes. Despite the challenges, Marylanders can still benefit from state subsidies for young adults and have an extended open enrollment window this year. But starting in 2026, the enrollment period will be shortened, creating additional barriers to coverage.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.